Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR reporting staff. Chris, you've been down there listening to the governor talk about his new budget proposal. And give us the top of the story.
Right. So yesterday he started to lay out his plans. It's not the full budget, so I should say first off that the picture is still a little bit murky. But the basic headline that he wants to send out is, here is an actually structurally balanced budget, spending no more than we take in. And he gets there by doing a few things. It involves basically a 2% across the board cut to most state agencies that comes on top of a cut that O'Malley and the Board of Public Works put into effect. He says it doesn't involve tax hikes, and it also doesn't involve employee layoffs or furloughs. Now, it does involve some cuts to a piece of the education funding formula. He increases education spending, but he cuts a piece of the formula that basically designates more money to go to schools in districts with a higher cost of living, like Baltimore City and Montgomery County, Prince George's County. So those school districts will feel the cut.
But he does leave the red line and the purple line still there.
Yeah, he said that he's earmarking money in his capital budget for the red line and the purple line projects. Now, all that he's saying in that is that he's keeping the door open. He's not shutting the door on those projects yet, but he's definitely not committing to funding those projects either. Basically, it's saying, you know, we're going to keep thinking about this, but we're not going to eliminate it yet.
Of course, he said in the campaign that what he wanted to do was some tax cutting, and he certainly wasn't able to do that, was he?
Well, no, he's promised that he will be putting forward a tax cut proposal. He had no more details on it than he's had before, but he said he's going to get there somehow.
Do you think that in a way what he's done is what the Democrats always did, was find little ways to trim here and trim there and come up with the big number you need?
Yeah, I mean, that is basically how he did it. Now, the Democrats, I will say, have not expressed a lot of joy with the way that he's gotten there. Senate President Mike Miller was a bit more serene and said, listen, you know, you're going to have people be unhappy, you know, when it comes to getting rid of a deficit, and the state has a projected $700 million deficit. But he said that, you know, it wasn't as severe as he thought it would be. House Speaker Mike Bush and Delegate Maggie McIntosh, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, they had some harsher words. They said this is really balancing the budget on the backs of state employees and as well as people who rely on the government for health care. And he said it's also balancing it on the backs of schools.
Well, Chris, the ball now goes to the legislative court, and we'll see how they react to it in more detail. Thank you so much for being with us.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.